What's up, Rude Nation? It's your boys, Tom and Sherm, back again with an intro that everyone is well-versed and everybody knows point for point. I'm Sherm.
McClunky.
You changed it again. Damn you, Walt. You changed it again.
It wasn't even or Walt, George. It was I guess George. It was George.
George last time. Anyway, who are you?
I'm Tom.
Yes, we're your boys, the Rude Boys.
Damn right.
Here for Rude Boys, Pow Hour Plus episode numero
60,
the big 60. We did it.
Woo!
60 episodes old. Actually, more than that, but whatever.
Well, yeah, with Wrestle Specials.
Wrestle Specials, Party Cast, everything else. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of Nation, thank you so much. We hit a milestone after last episode of 2,500 plus downloads. Well, thank you so much.
You could have gone 2,500. And yes, I would have been.
You're right. That is how math works.
You would have been. You would have been right.
I got a little tripped up.
Yeah.
Numbers are hard.
For you, I know.
It's bad.
Which I'm surprised.
I don't know why. But we're going to be talking about Disney Plus.
Yes.
We got a good month into the system, into the works. We're going to talk about that
into
all.
Into the guts.
Into Walt's guts. We just kind of took our hand right up his cryogenic frozen head, pulled out all the Pixar good stuff, and we're going to talk about it later.
Yes.
But first, who's your mouth, Tom?
I have traveled to the far-off lands of Colombia.
Oh.
And I have
That's what they're in your nose?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, coffee beans.
I might need that. It's got a little stuffed up.
Yeah. And got myself some fresh coffee.
Okay. Very nice.
From there. So.
Very nice.
You know, it's
why are you stroking?
Juan Delgado had Okay, brewed this himself.
Okay.
A lot better than the Stop and Shop that I had last episode. Last episode, you know, I was a champagne hoe with Kool-Aid money.
That's good. Is that a Hollywood original? Yes, it is.
No.
Just say yes.
Yes, yeah,
all right,
sure.
That's fine, because I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Who's in your mouth?
Who's in my mouth is one of our sponsors, Arizona, dropped off a bushel of the green tea with ginseng and honey. What are these, like tall boy cans?
Yeah.
Would you call them? What is it, 40 ounces? It's not 40 ounces. What is this?
24.
24 ounces? That's way some numbers. Surprising, right? But I'm a little under the weather. You can hear I'm a little nasally. Had a fucking 103 fever over the weekend.
Great.
And we're
Can't
back.
Wait.
Tom's in the hot box. Clink it up, my friend. But don't. Here. Clink up the bottom.
There
you
go.
Woo! There we go. Oh, hopefully the tea.
Ah, Juan Delgado, thank you.
There you go. Let's just do Blitzkrieg.
Blitzkrieg. Starting off in games, as per usual. Look at that, I didn't fuck it up
all
this
right,
time.
Can't wait.
Pokemon Company International about to slap some subpoenas.
Yes, so right before Pokemon Sword and Shield came out, there was a big data leak. All the Pokemons got leaked out in the world, everyone knew about it. And the Pokemon Company want to get to the bottom of this. So they are ready to drop swift legal action on these motherfuckers. And guess what, they got a stab bonus and it's going to be super effective.
Huh.
Critical hit. And they fainted.
Amazing how, like...
That's for my Pokemaniacs out there, baby, in the Galar region. Looking at you.
Amazing how they get all, like, up in arms, and then when, Contest of Champions has data leaks, Kabam's like, yeah, this is who we're putting in.
Because Kabam is this small.
Eh,
Pokemon Company's huge, guy.
You think that.
Oh, my God. You want to start pulling up their net worth?
Huh? Absolutely, but not right now.
Not right now.
Blitzkrieg.
Couple things, rumor mill. Let's hit it.
Resident Evil 3 remake coming next year.
That is the rumor, yes.
Jesus fuck.
But, breaking news. As of recording, there have been leaked, not screenshots, but I guess like menu screens for a Resident Evil 3 remake.
Shit, so Kabam's gonna is gonna throw out some subpoenas now.
I don't think Kabam has anything to do with it.
Capcom.
They might. But it is heavily rumored to be announced at the Game Awards, which as of recording is next week. On the 12th, Tommy, you said?
I believe that's what I read.
Cool. Yeah, so Resident Evil 3 Remake is happening a lot sooner than we thought.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's gonna happen. There's already like images. The hint is strong, my friend.
Yes.
What else? There. Is there more? There's more rumors.
Metroid remakes happening.
Yeah. Rumored. So one of the biggest is Switch. Rumors is that there is going to be a Switch version of the Metroid Prime Trilogy. Well, yes.
There's going to be a Switch. There's actually going to be a Switch version of the Rude Boys soon.
I hope so.
There actually is. Is there? You can get YouTube on.
I know. On I posted Switch. That.
I know. And I'm helping.
Way back. Oh, my God. So, yes. One of the big rumors is that Metroid Prime Trilogy was going to come to Switch. Hasn't happened yet. It's been years, and they haven't mentioned it. Whatever. Then there's another rumor that Mercury Steam, the guys who made the Metroid 2 remake for 3DS, is going to do a remake of Super Metroid. All right, whatever. I'd just rather them do their own thing. But I agree.
Especially since we have Super Metroid on the SNES.
You're absolutely right.
System.
You're absolutely right. But who knows? It's a rumor. Let's put it aside.
Comic book news.
Let's talk it.
Marvel 2099 is the real future of Marvel, apparently.
Did you hear about this or no?
Yeah, I did. I've been seeing things here and there. I always kind of figured it was.
Right, but I mean, I guess this is kind of like, instead of like all of these weird alternate realities, alternate Earths.
Yeah.
They're actually saying it's like, no, 2099 is where Earth 616
leads
into. Yeah. And all the fucking nonsense bullshit that goes on is somehow interfering with 2099 world. This all comes because it's like, what, the 20th anniversary of the 2099 series, yeah. And they're doing a relaunch and shit like that, so yep. They're pushing it, baby.
Should be cool.
You seem thrilled.
I was never really big on 2099.
Okay.
I mean, of course, Spider-Man.
I kind of like Spider-Man, Doom, Punisher, Ghost Rider. X-Men, they were just a bunch of weirdos, right?
Yeah.
2099? I mean, they are really, when you think about it, they're all a bunch of weirdos, but at least they're classic weirdos.
Yeah, exactly. X-Men 99, I was just kind of like, this is what I'm getting, huh? Word.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I mean, I out of the 2099, the best looking characters that came out was Spider-Man and Doom.
Agreed.
So.
Okay, cool.
Movies.
Okay, let's talk it.
Birds of Prey and Suicide Squad, both rated R. Glad to see DC is trying to do their own thing and not trying to be Marvel light by making shit PG-13. Like, I mean, Joker, rated R, one of the highest.
A whole bunch of money. Deadpool, yeah. Logan, they all made a whole bunch of money.
Right, but that's not DC. I'm talking DC movies right now.
Right, okay, I understand
I'm not
that.
Talking... Fox, Marvel. Right. I'm talking DC, Warner Brothers.
Right, I understand that.
Do you? Because Marvel, Fox with DC.
Tom, you got to look at it for... Okay, first off, you just equated them to try to do something not like PG-13, and I'm agreeing with you, because there is
I'm
a market
I'm not used
for
to
our,
you agreeing with
I know,
me.
Yeah, you're really like knee-jerk reaction right now. It's okay. Take it easy. I'm helping you out. There is a market for R-rated comic book movies.
Sure.
And they don't have to be like the grim, darky... Or super serious Logan or Jokers.
Right.
Or they could be, you know, more of the comic antic of, like, a Deadpool or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, Birds of Prey, whatever. Was it Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad.
James Gunn one?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as they're just good. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like that,
exactly.
That's,
like,
that's
I mean, I know, I you know, you and I both said it on air where we were like, when they kept showing Joker shit, we were just kind of like, thanks.
Right.
Sorry, I mean, I'm sure we'll end up checking it out eventually.
What, Joker?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Joker. Yeah, when it pops up in like Redbox.
Yeah, eventually.
We'll spend $2.
Breaking news, I believe December 17th is when it's going to be released on digital, and January 7th is when it's coming out in stores. That is Joker.
Okay.
Rated R.
So then we
violence
will...
and possible nudity.
So then we'll rent it on from Redbox, and we'll check out, see what all the hoopla was about.
The hoopla.
Exactly.
Yep.
Wow, you fixed this one. Cool. Godzilla vs. Kong pushed from March 2020 to November 2020. Dude, I saw this on the list, and it just said GID. I was like, what the fuck?
GID? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm like, what the fuck is a GID? Like,
that's on your end, guy. I put that in perfectly.
No.
I didn't fuck that up.
Yes, dude, it was...
That probably didn't... Hey, you know what? let's not do this on air, okay?
No.
Let's not do this on air. How about, let's not do this on air right now, Tom, okay? Come on. Godzilla movies.
You were typing when you were feverish, weren't you?
I could have. So, Godzilla movies, are they a big hit for your boys?
They're fun.
Conceptually, I could be into it. Yeah. But, yeah. All right, the next one's getting delayed.
Yeah, cool.
The end.
Trailer talk.
Let's talk about a trailer, Tom.
That dropped today.
Breaking news. Not the James Bond trailer, because that is after recording.
Yes. Black Widow dropped as per recording.
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
as per recording. As per recording, cool. Which means it happened in our time.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a teaser. I mean, it's officially a teaser trailer.
It's a 2-minute teaser.
Yeah. Which, I mean, they showed, I thought, a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
They introduce you to, obviously, what the heck's going on, and it's Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, The Return. But it takes place after Civil War, or...
It looks like it could also be around... actually, no. Couldn't be Winter Soldier, because they do show shit from Age of Ultron. Yeah, so yeah, it's probably after Civil right. War. And she'll, you know, probably at the end, you'll see her with the platinum hair and
sure.
all that
shit. Leading right into Infinity War, yeah.
Yeah. The cool thing that, I David Harbour is very cool.
Right,
like,
the Guardian, sure.
And, what's her name? The chick who played Paige?
Florence
Poe? Pog?
Poe? Plow? Pog? Plue.
Plow.
Boy.
Love the Plow.
Her name is like Yolanda, Yelena.
And then, I guess, another chick who is probably another trainer.
Rachel Weisz. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Looks cool. I'm always big on, like, I consider Black Widow, like, street level.
I agree.
You know, she's not powered, like, correct. Not super powered. So this looks like it could be, like, a Winter Soldier light.
Hopefully.
Almost.
I'm down with that.
I would love to see, like, maybe, you know, a flashback to where she does get shot, you know, by Winter Soldier.
Mm.
I would also like them to see, because in the trailer, they show, like, a bunch of guys, like, in suits.
Uh-huh.
They kind of look like Russian mob.
Yeah.
I would love for one of those guys to maybe be, like, Omega Red. That would be fucking cool, man.
I see where you're going with that.
That would be, like, the dude who is, like, up front of everyone. That would be cool if, like, his name, I'll slaughter the name Arcady. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Sure. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but I think that would be badass.
Right.
I'm
with you, yeah. It was a teaser trailer. I mean, coming off of the high of Endgame, and then we had Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
This just kind of seemed just like we're returning back to
base
Marvel Cinematic Universe level.
Sure.
Excuse me. And the excitement really wasn't there.
Okay.
But again, teaser trailer. I'm already in. I mean, come on now. But
they've had us by the balls.
Exactly, yeah. I just would like to see a little more, not more,
I'm
but
sure.
maybe a little more excitement stuff.
Give us, well,
I feel like there's also been enough, like, talk about it.
Yeah.
That I've, like, it was like, okay, I know David Harbour's going to be Red Guardian, and
but
I
they
know this
been...
chick's going to be another Black Widow,
yep.
And I know Taskmaster's in it, so.
That's who probably the guy in the suit is.
Yeah.
Damn.
Which, yeah, wasn't a good reveal.
No.
So hopefully they'll...
Yeah.
Have them a little more, you know, hood.
With the suit and everything.
Sword and shield
yeah.
sort of thing.
So, yeah. Very cool. I'm interested in it.
Yeah. We're
always
both interested
it's Marvel.
In it. Yeah, exactly.
Moving along. Nothing in TV.
Okay.
Nothing in wrestling. Well, we have stuff in wrestling, but not for this portion.
Uh-oh.
And
Okay. Nothing
in etc.
Okay. So, that is regular Blitzkrieg?
Yeah, it is regular Blitzkrieg.
Damn. Record timing, Tommy. But... We got a big blitz.
Yes, we do.
Big blitz. As of recording right now, the PlayStation brand has hit a 25th anniversary.
Yes.
Literally as of today.
Yes, it
December
has.
3rd.
Yep.
Came out in Japan December 3rd, 25 years ago. And, yeah, the brand has been going on. It's been, I think, one of the most successful video game brands in history. And
I agree.
The reason why I say that is because it's been PlayStation.
Uh-huh.
PlayStation 2. PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4.
Agree.
Vita portable. So yeah, so let's talk about some PlayStation memories, Tom. I'll go first because I don't have many.
Okay.
I grew up as a Nintendo kid, N64 all the way. I know, right? So I came to the PlayStation late. If you want to just talk about PS1 memories, or
I'll let you go first because you said you wanted to go first. Okay. So I'll let you go first.
I mean, really, the only honestly, the only PlayStation 1 games that I can really pull memory from, outside of Jumping Flash, which is the best game, Symphony of the Night.
Okay.
I played that for Rootober several years ago on the actual hardware.
Nice.
And I loved it. It was my first time playing through it. Really wish I got a chance to play it back in the day, because I'm sure it would have blown my mind.
It did.
But it blew my mind now, so yeah. I was very happy for that. So that's really all the PS1 memories I have. You got some PS1 memories, Tommy?
Shit, yeah. I remember first getting PlayStation 1 and it coming with, like, a demo disc of, like, a bunch of games on there. Mm-hmm. Parappa the Rappa.
Nice. That's there. A good memory, too.
But, like, I remember watching my brother play Final Fantasy VII, and that hooked me.
Sure.
Fucking case
hooked a lot of people.
Fucking four discs. Yep. Had to switch shit. I think it was Metal Gear Solid, where you had to unplug one of the controllers.
You had to fight a villain who could read your mind.
Yeah.
The way to get around that was to take the controller out of the port and put it in the other one.
Yeah. It was...
Metal Gear.
Fucking bananas. We
do a whole thing for that.
Resident Evil. Like, when those dogs first jump through that fucking window. To this day, I still jump.
Oh, we just talked about Resident Evil in Blitzkrieg News.
Yeah.
Like, that franchise has been the genesis of it in that platform, in that console era.
I mean, and
specifically off the PlayStation.
Agree. Franchise that I would love to see get a remake with PlayStation 5. And, you know, they're so pumping shit out for PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
Twisted Metal. Fucking...
Haven't seen one since, I think, PS3 or something like that.
Twisted Metal Black.
It was when they came out. Was it Black? I think it was just a Twisted Metal. Black, I think, was PS2. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But you want to see another Twisted Metal.
Oh my god, those games are so much fun. I mean, you want to talk about something that we could play with, like, a couple of people and just... hours of just destruction? Hell yeah, man. Like...
Nice.
I remember just... screaming and yelling at that. Of course, falling asleep while playing Silent Hill.
There it is. Okay, cool.
Oh, I had to get that little jab in there.
Yep, I know you do. Come on.
Yeah, you know me better.
Right.
Yeah, PlayStation 1 just... And since PlayStation 1, I've been a PlayStation... Like, I was always Nintendo slash PlayStation.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I had the other systems, but...
Sure.
Yeah, nothing to me like those two.
I only got to the PlayStation brand with the PlayStation 2, and I probably told the story before. Working at Target, someone called up, and they wanted to see if they had a PlayStation 2 in stock. I said yes. They said, could you hold it? And I'm like, unfortunately, we can't. It's electronics. It has to be locked up. I got yelled at, so when I got off the phone with this person, I bought it.
Good.
I spite bought it. Right underneath them. And it
did
came
the right
with,
thing. You did God's work.
Thank you. It came with Street Fighter Anniversary Collection,
ooh,
which I think was Street Fighter 2 and 3.
Okay.
And what else did it come with? Like Dragon Guard or something like that? I don't remember. That came to a big point of just buying PS2 games and not really getting into them. But like, I mean, God of War hit, and that was a good time.
I forget. Alpha came out for PS1, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Probably was a release on Alpha. I mean, shit, there was a release for Alpha 2 on Super Nintendo.
Yeah, Alpha was another PlayStation 1 game that...
Yeah.
But yeah, PlayStation 2 just... I got rid of mine only to, like, you know, get the PS3.
Right.
I think I was, like, one of the last people to get a PS3. Because, like, I loved my PlayStation 2. Like,
right.
I think it was probably one of the best systems. I mean... One of my favorite games on there is Zone of the Enders.
Okay,
that
nice.
Was a very cool, you know, mech-y game.
Right.
And then Final Fantasy X.
Sure.
Which was the first Final Fantasy where you couldn't name characters anymore. Because they did voiceovers.
Right, I got you. Right.
Yeah. Just so many fucking games. I can just, like, just go on. Like, the wrestling games
that came Smackdown out. SmackDown games. Smackdown. Yeah. Know Your Role, whatever. Again, Nintendo kid, so I, you know,
yeah,
had WrestleMania 2000, No Mercy, but...
I mean...
The SmackDown games were also a high mark.
Unreal Tournament.
That was in there, too?
I believe... Yeah. Yeah, I believe it was. I remember playing it. But, like, I remember me and my brother playing... one of the SmackDown games that came out, and you could do 3 stages of hell.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And just staying up till, like, 3 in the morning. And we would not pin the other guy until the other one was bleeding.
Nice.
In real life and in game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Vogelsberg household rules get fucking crazy.
God, we could do a whole fucking episode on that, I'd imagine.
You could do 4 episodes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We could probably do a whole episode on PlayStation memories.
Sure. PlayStation 3 is fantastic. I mean, PlayStation 4, you know, I'm loving.
I bought the PS3 when, and I told myself if it was a bundle that came with Metal Gear Solid 4, and there was, and I did buy it. It was probably like $700, however it was back then, because it was retarded. But then I kind of switched into more or less like the 360 was my other console at the time, because it was just, I picked it up and... I had it. That was the thing.
Yeah, never got into Microsoft.
That's fair.
Never got into, like, how the controller felt in my hands. Sure.
Yeah, no, the Dual... I mean, we'll talk about that real quick, too. The DualShock, I think, should show you from the evolution of the original DualShock. I don't even think it was called the DualShock when it first came out, because it was just... it had the cross pad, and that was it.
Yeah.
Then they added the pads, and they added the rumble,
mm-hmm.
and then it just evolved that... form throughout the entire thing. And even like now, early patents for the PS5 controller, guess what, look exactly the same, because it works.
Yes, it does.
So good to you, Sony. You're welcome for the bump, because we just gave you another bump. Another 25 years of prosperity. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
And I guess that's it for all of Blitzkrieg news, Tom.
That's it. Tom's duds of the show. Yeah, I've been having multiple duds lately, huh?
Oh, boy. I guess they've really been worth it.
First dud is a company that I've held near and dear to my heart for a very long time. But recently, it's come out that they're kind of scummy. Ring of Honor. Their women's champion had a severe concussion. Okay. Kelly Klein, and they were kind of like, wrestle or we strip you of the title. And she's like, I am not cleared. And apparently the front office was just like harassing her, sexually harassing her, and she left. They've blocked her on Twitter, so she can't like say anything.
Burn
the bridge. Okay. Oh, yeah, and you know, she's apparently married to BJ Whitmer.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, you know him if you saw him. I think it was at the show that you went to.
Which one? Look, when I was drunk as a skunk.
The first one you went to. The first ever one you went to.
The Hog Show?
No. Was it
a Dragon Game?
No. Your first Ring of Honor show you went to.
Oh. Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I do, because,
the thing, yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just, I don't know. Ring of Honor, get your shit together.
That's pretty scummy.
Fire the scumbags. And apparently a lot of the guys that have come from there who are in WWE now are like, yeah, like, front office management are dirtbags.
Like, this is, like, the new head, right? The new head?
Yeah, like, there's this guy named Joe Koff who said to Ciampa, no one will pay you as much as we're paying you, which was pennies.
Huh.
And now, look, he's, you know, more or less a household name, you know, in WWE NXT.
Sure.
So... fuck you, Joe Koff. You were wrong on that one.
You dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go, Tom?
You dumb prick. You sorry.
I thought a ghost took you away.
My second dud is the piece of shit ECW alum wrestler named Sandman.
Okay. Now, this is a normal Tom does not like.
Did you
man.
Hear what he said?
No, I did not. But
he... There was an indie show where Jordynne Grace was gonna headline. I don't know if you know who she is. She's like this tiny 4 foot, like, just fucking ball of muscle.
Okay.
And she was main eventing.
Okay.
With, I want to say Tessa Blanchard.
Okay.
Another female competitor.
Okay.
And he goes up to her and goes, female wrestlers should not be headlining because this is a, more or less, this is a man's game.
Okay.
And that you guys won't bring any, no one wants to see you guys wrestle as the main event.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm pretty sure this has been proven wrong several times.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to tell me that the Sandman was tone deaf, I would have been just like, yeah, okay.
Like, he's just, I don't know. I mean, this guy's such a piece of shit. I mean, most of the girls that are wrestling right now,
right?
Women. Yes. Most of the women wrestlers can wrestle circles around most of his, all of the guys that he wrestled with in ECW.
I mean, he wrestled with or against probably some good names when you get down to it. Probably like a Chris Candido.
Right, but let's look at, let's also look at some of the, let's look at him, and let's also look at some of the duds of ECW, okay?
Shit on ECW.
Like, fucking
Balls Mahoney. Oh, you like Balls Mahoney?
He's dead. I can't speak ill of him.
Oh, shit, he died.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I don't remember that.
Wow, you're trying to make me a monster.
I'm dead, you know. Sorry.
Whoopsie. Yeah. What, the fucking zombie? They that had. They fucking, I don't know. I just, you know me, I hate ECW. I there are very few superstars that came out of ECW that I'm like, yeah, they're in my top. Like, you know.
Okay, sure.
You know. And most of them are, sadly, have passed on.
Right.
Like, Eddie. Chris Benoit.
Right.
Oh, can't say the name.
You can say that name.
Yeah,
no, I thought can. I couldn't say Balls Mahoney.
Yeah, apparently you can.
Right.
So, yeah, Sandman, fuck you. Ring of Honor, fuck you. You want to come at me on Twitter? That's Tommy_Cash. And that has been Tom's Duds of the Show. Bow! You suck.
Ketchup, 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 ketchup. It's Rude Boys Ketchup now. Rude Boys Ketchup right now. We're going to catch up. This is a special Disney Plus edition. You're not going to hear the Disney
you're
Plus totally, stuff right now.
Totally went that way.
I did, yeah.
I wasn't expecting you to go Snow White.
Well, you know.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
We got to go Disney Plus hard right now,
oh,
okay?
Man.
But we're going to put a pin on it. We're not talking about Disney Plus right now. Save for the later portion of the podcast, the main event of the podcast.
Oh, fuck.
So right now, let's just catch up, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Minus Disney Plus right now.
What you been up to?
I've been up to Pokemon Sword.
Okay.
All right? I'm still playing it. I'm still digging it. I'm still loving it. I'm just about to get my 8th badge.
How's your Grunky?
My Grookey evolved all the way to a Rillaboom, a big gorilla. You know what, Tom?
I wish you...
I got my Switch right here. Where's my Switch?
I wish you...
Fuck! It's right here.
I wish he was called Grape.
Grape?
I wish he would have evolved into a grape.
Stop it. So I'm going to show you
how's
my
your Drifty
right now.
Con?
Drifty Con? Actually, it's not so bad.
Now that I said that.
All right, so Tom, this is my party right now.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I got 9 tails.
It won't be a cash bash.
9 tails.
Okay, right,
that's the original...
150.
151. Yep, 150. 9 tails is in the mix. Okay. Never used Ninetales before. Bonnie was a huge Vulpix fan, so okay. I was like, you know what? I found a Vulpix. I'm gonna bring Vulpix into my team. So Ninetales, she's my fire main, obviously, okay. And she's got a psychic move on it, okay. So that's a little versatile. That right there is Rillaboom. He's a gorilla with a drum.
Is that your Grookey?
That is Grookey all fully evolved. Yep. Big, burly, tank of a Pokemon. He's got some grass moves and a dark move, so, you know, it's a little versatile.
What is a dark move?
A dark move is...
A kill move.
No. A dark move is super effective against psychic.
And a light
mostly.
Character.
It really isn't light. Best thing I could say would be fairy, and I'm really unfamiliar with
fairy
type. Because, right here, look at that, Togepi.
Oh,
I got Togepi in a surprise trade. So a surprise trade is this thing you can do
that's
where...
That's what my mom called me when she found out she was pregnant with me.
Oh, boy. Yikes. All right. Tom, just lay on the couch. Tell me about your feelings.
Surprise trade.
So a surprise trade is this thing you can do. You can go online and basically just put up any of your Pokemon up. And then someone will just be like, put any of their Pokemon up, and it'll just swap them.
Okay.
So, like, sometimes you'll get duds. A lot of duds.
Hi.
Oh, Tom.
Does Togepi ever evolve?
Togepi does evolve, yes.
He does.
So that's what I'm working on right now, because Togepi,
I don't want to assume a gender.
It's a male.
Okay. I don't know my male-female symbols.
That's, I'm telling you. It's the penis. When Togepi in I think it was two generations ago for X and Y, they introduced the fairy type.
Okay.
Which was basically to fight against the dragon type.
Okay.
Just because dragon was super powerful.
Sure.
When they did that, though, they went back and they kind of reclassified a bunch of other Pokemon. So Clefairy is now a fairy type.
Okay.
Mr. Mime is a fairy type. Togepi
Mr. Mime's
is a fairy
a nightmare.
Type. Yes. Togepi is now a fairy type.
Okay.
So I got him in a surprise trade.
Okay.
So I'm like, right before the dragon trainer, I'm going to give it a shot. Because I really don't have, excuse me, I really don't have good offensive Pokemon for a dragon.
Okay.
Outside of another dragon. But dragon is super effective against dragons, so it's like, I'm fighting fire literally with fire.
Right.
And
okay.
That couldn't be good. I'd rather have an advantage.
You're going to set shit ablaze.
Yeah, basically. So, there's Togepi. Togepi does evolve. Some of the evolution in all the Pokemon isn't just get them leveled up.
Okay.
Some of them you have to give them an evolutionary stone. Some of them you have to trade to, and then they evolve, or they hold an item, or they have to evolve in a certain spot. Togepi in particular, you have to evolve. It has to have a high friendship. So like, there's this aspect in this game in particular, Pokemon Sword and Shield, called Pokemon Camp.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to show you real quick.
I wanted to see the rest of your roster.
You're going to actually see them. You're actually going to see them in Pokemon Camp. So here's Pokemon Camp, Tom.
Oh, I've heard of this on another show.
So what you do is you can actually, like, play around with the Pokemon.
Yeah. You
and
can
that's
play
how you,
fetch
yep.
and shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you can actually boost their friendship up.
Yo, Togepi wants to chill.
Does he?
He was running to you like baby Yoda.
Oh, yeah, let him go. So yeah, Togepi's there. I gotta get his friendship high up.
Okay.
Also, I gotta get the high friendship on this little. It looks like a butt. That's called Snom. He's this little ice bug.
Okay.
Who evolves with high friendship at nighttime into Smough? I don't remember. But it's an ice type. And ice type is also super effective against dragon. So,
makes sense.
Trying to work a different angle right there. So that's those ones. Who else do I have up in the mix? I got this guy right here, Corviknight, this giant bird.
Okay.
He's been with me pretty much since... he's probably like my second Pokemon after Grookey.
Okay.
Rillaboom now. He's like this big steel bird.
What, was he a sparrow?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
And then there's this dragon guy. He's new to the game. I caught him in the wild area, which I talked about last episode.
Yes.
It's like this big open world area. You get to fight Pokemon and stuff. Where did he go? Oh, he's floating over there. He's like Ghost Dragon.
Okay.
He just looks cool, so I think I'm going to keep him around for a little bit. He's
okay.
Just floating around like an idiot. So, but that's my team as of right now.
Okay.
I have a good, you know, like, couple other Pokemon that are, like, in the mid to high 40s.
Okay.
So I do have some versatility.
So, like, if you get multiple...
Pokemons?
Yeah.
Of the same type?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Can you take them to, like, the professor and trade them
No, Tommy, no.
To the point where you could have your one evolve?
No.
You can't, like...
No, you can't put all the eggs in one basket. You can't do that.
So you
Not in this game.
So you can't, like... if you had multiple...
What are you asking? You want to snuff out a whole bunch of Pokemon to make another one stronger. Much. No, you can't do that in this game.
Okay, well, it's a failed game. Because you could do that in Pokemon Go.
Yes, you can.
Why can't you do that in this?
Because this is a mainline Pokemon game.
Pokemon Go already sounds more fun.
All right, hey, if that's for you, that's...
No, it's not.
Okay, cool.
I tried.
I
just liked grinding the Pokemon up.
So other Pokemon that I got in the mix, Tom, this guy right here.
I like him.
Boltund, he's just an electric dog.
He looks like Bazinga.
He's a good dog. He's a good boy. You got this guy, Weezing. You're familiar with Weezing?
Evolved form of fucking Smog?
Coughing. Smug? Coughing.
Ah, damn, I was close.
But this guy has a specific form in this game.
Yeah.
Because this takes place in, like, a Britain.
Yeah.
So he's got a top hat and beard
and
stuff.
And a smokestack.
Yep. This guy I like. His name is Toxtricity. He's, like, an electric poison lizard. And he fights with sound. So that's cool. I'm an adult. I'm almost 35, guys.
And he has a girlfriend.
I do have a girlfriend.
So, this... kids, there's no hope for you.
Yeah, no, sorry. Well's dried up. This guy is my main water Pokemon. Barrascuda.
Ooh, Barrascuda.
Bum, 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 bum. This was Flapple. Remember I was telling about him last episode?
Yes.
He's a dragon. This was what that other dragon guy evolved from.
Okay. Drippy?
Dreepy.
Dreepy? Okay. So, yeah, it sounds like you're having a grand old time.
A grand old time.
How many Pokemon are in this game?
There are 400.
And you can't grind any of them up?
No.
That is a crime. That's a crime against Pokemon.
Is it?
It is.
Grinding them, not grinding them up, is a crime against Pokemon.
Did I stutter?
No, I just needed to hear it again.
Yeah, I'm a monster.
So anyway, that's what I've been doing with my time.
In your life.
I did finish up Luigi's Mansion 3.
Cool. Good for you. I'm stuck.
Yep. So I'll have to help you out with that.
Next time you're at the Casa.
Sure.
We'll
do, we'll try to help you out with that.
Yeah. Then we can do a game club.
Do another game club of that. But that was a fun game.
Cool. Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. I'm just stuck. I don't know what to do.
I'll get you. I'll help you out.
Cool.
Is that it? Outside of the Disney Plus stuff, which we'll talk about, yeah, that was it for me. So, Tommy, what you been up to, buddy?
You want me to start with the good, the holy fuck, or things that make me angry?
I guess we gotta end it with good, right? Holy fuck. What kind of holy fuck am I looking at?
Good holy fuck.
Do the bad. Do the angry, the holy fuck, and the good.
Okay.
Would that be a good narrative?
Yeah.
Alright, good.
So, the bad is Batman Hush.
Excellent.
Animated.
Excellent. I heard about this from
this
you.
Is
I haven't heard about
fucking...
it.
Okay, so, Batman Hush was a comic book story that was done by the writer Jeff Loeb and drawn by the great Jim Lee. I love this storyline. Pretty much, it's... Batman is being hunted, essentially, by, you know, this bandaged monster man who knows things about him and is fucking with him, like, cutting his bat rope and making him fall into an alley. Superman gets possessed by Poison Ivy. Him and Catwoman start a relationship and have relations.
Whoa.
Scandally. Scandalous.
Scandalous.
Yeah, shut up. It's late.
It's fine.
You know... Then you have Tim Drake, who doesn't trust Catwoman. Nightwing's involved.
It's a whole big Batman
Yeah, it's a bat orgy.
And you're talking about the book right now.
The book.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, you find out who Hush really is. I'm going to spoil it because it's been out for years, so go get it.
Okay.
Do you plan on reading it?
No.
Cool.
Didn't we just watch a video?
It was Tommy Elliot, who was Bruce Wayne's boyhood friend.
Okay.
And... You know, he used all of Batman's villains in this. Poison Ivy, Joker, Clayface. To the point where he's the one that cut Batman's rope. And, you know, that was the first name that Bruce Wayne was able to think of, because he's a brain surgeon.
Okay.
To, yeah. Gotcha. And he did, like, Morse code. to tell Alfred to call Tommy Elliot. Mm. Turns out he was able to track him down because while he was in Bruce Wayne's brain, he put a transmitter at the bottom of his brain. And then Superman promptly burns it out.
Oh, that's good.
None of this happens in the...
Okay, so what happens in the animated?
They do a really good job until the last 15, 20 minutes of this.
Okay, so where does it go off the rails?
They kill Tommy Elliot in the movie, which they did in...
In the comics.
Right.
Okay, because he was killed off.
He was killed off by the Joker.
All right.
In the movie, he was actually killed off. And Hush is the Riddler. The Riddler apparently had an inoperable brain tumor. He used the Lazarus Pit.
Oh, boy.
And he wanted to be big league. And they killed the Riddler off.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like... I'm watching it with my friend and her husband.
Oh, my
and I'm
God.
Sitting there the whole time, like just clenching my fist.
Do they know what they're in for?
No.
They're probably just like, oh, cool, fun Batman cartoon.
They had Bane... Thank God the kid was falling asleep. Because there were some parts where I was like, she shouldn't be watching.
Okay.
Bane was involved, even though Bane was not involved in the book. It was Killer Croc, which would have been cool. Like I said, they did some really... Like, here's the thing. In the comic, there was always this brown trench coat that people were wearing.
They missed out on a lot of the...
They have Catwoman be the one that finds him in the alley after his rope gets cut. It was Huntress.
Okay.
Which makes sense because Huntress at that time was trying to prove herself to the Bat family.
You know what? It seems like...
I have given up on DC animated movies.
That's a shame because, like...
Because
they've been putting out some good stuff maybe five years ago, I think.
The last good thing I saw was Under the Red Hood. Mm. Like, even the Batman and Robin movie that they released was okay.
Which one?
Those were fun. Those were just straight up fucking fun. No, where Bruce Wayne is dead and Dick Grayson is Batman.
Okay, right.
And Batman versus Sun.
Okay.
And then Justice League War. I also watched Teen Titans The Judas Contract, which is another classic story that they fucked up. The team they fucked up. Like, you put Bumblebee on there, and I'm like, she didn't even touch the Teen Titans until early 90s?
Yeah, it seems weird that, like, I guess they want to try to do their own spin, which I respect, but they also got to know their audience, you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
you're gearing towards comic book fans.
Right, but I would definitely tell you, yes, sure, Catwoman is more recognizable than Huntress.
Mm-hmm.
But
they also had Batgirl walking around on two legs in Hush, the animated movie. She was Oracle at this time.
So, see, that's a little...
I mean, and don't even get me started on Killing Joke.
Oh, yeah, no, that I've heard the controversy on.
First 15, 20 minutes of that dumpster fire was... Oh, my God, like... I almost was gonna have to buy my brother a new TV.
I'm seething right now.
I really am. Like, it pisses me off. So if anybody wants a copy of Batman Hush, it's all yours. Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. Free giveaway if you like our stuff, but I won't ship it to you. You gotta pay for shipping.
You just give me address. He's just gonna throw it at your house.
Yeah.
Just so he can get the anger out, and you have a free DVD. So.
Yeah. If it makes it to your house, cool. If it doesn't, cool.
All right, so
we may have a live breaking.
Oh boy! So all right, what's the next portion of the Tommy journey?
The good is I've been reading.
The holy fuck, right? Whatever, just tell.
The holy fuck was. I read the Darth Vader series, on Comixology.
Okay, great. You were talking about this.
Man, this like it's very cool because like. Palpatine is working behind the scenes, but then Vader is working behind Palpatine's scenes. Like, he has his own crew, and, Like, he has his own, like, C-3PO and his own R2 who are killer robots.
Interesting.
It's very cool, very, like, you know, you see images of, like, you know, him fighting Obi-Wan on Mustafa.
Yep.
That's it. If I said that correct.
Nope. Mustafa. Continue.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Mustafar.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah. That's what I said.
You know, it's just... And then... The you know, the next... I might have read them out of order.
Okay.
But, like, one of them was, like... It was almost like a hero's journey.
Okay.
If that sounds odd, talking about Vader.
Yeah.
He has to fight a Jedi to get his lightsaber so he can build it with a kyber crystal because... There aren't red kyber crystals. They're manipulated by the Sith.
Right. I think I
remember. So he has to find, you know, he fights one Jedi, and then, you know, that hilt gets broken. He fights another Jedi, and then that's when you see the classic Vader hilt.
Gotcha.
Because at this point, he's just walking around, just force choking the fuck out of everybody. And, like, he fights this one guy, he gets his arm cut off, he's rebuilding his limbs from, like, pieces of metal and wood that he's finding. Oh. So, very cool imagery.
Nice.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. Ending on the good, I started reading East of West.
Okay.
Which is Jonathan Hickman writing about the Four Horsemen.
Okay.
And again, it gets changed. It's Death.
What's it, a book or it's a...
It's a...
Graphic novel.
It's a series of graphic novels.
Okay.
Hickman
from Houses X-Men, of X, Powers of X,
yep.
Fame.
Fantastic Obviously Four, more, yeah. Avengers.
This is what he's most recently known for. This is like his early work or... When did he do this?
He's still doing it.
Oh, so it's like a side gig. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Allegedly, he's trying.
From that Marvel team.
Allegedly, he's trying to get fired from X Men so he can go back to this.
Oh boy! Okay.
Apparently, he gave Wolverine 2 dicks. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to read X Men.
Makes a lot of sense if you think about it.
Anyway,
why does it always have to come back to Wolverine's dick? fucking shows. It's like once every four episodes.
It's either Wolverine's dicks or Spider Man. That's what we always end up talking about.
I'm talking about Spider-Man in a bit, so I guess we're due.
I guess we are. So, the other three horsemen betray Death.
Okay.
Now, Death is... They kidnap his wife. They cut his wife's hands off. Him and his wife have a son. They take the son and put him into hiding.
Okay.
So now he's on the trail of trying to find him and this woman's son.
Okay.
And, like, you have, like, these higher, like, you know, like, the president of the United States. You got, you know, who's, like, called, they're called the Chosen, and they answer to, like, a higher up.
Okay.
The Four Horsemen are Death, War, Famine, and Conquest. Those are the...
Okay.
Yeah. Very cool. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I think I got like two more graphic novels left. So that's what I have been up to.
And that's what you boys have been up to. Not Disney Plus related. Because we're going to talk about Disney Plus right now.
Ooh, yeah.
So Disney Plus, a little streaming service, if you guys didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Came out about a month ago.
Where people are crying about, you know.
What are people crying about now?
The Simpsons aren't in the right ratio aspect.
That is kind of shitty, but whatever.
I don't give a shit. Simpsons isn't in this order and blah, blah, blah.
That's annoying, but what are you going to do?
And I'm like, whatever. Like, get the fuck over it. Like... It's a new service that just started. People were crying that they couldn't even get on. And I'm like, because you're trying to sign on the first day it's launched.
So, yeah, definitely.
I had no issues the first day it was launched.
I think
I was going through my PS4, so I had no issues.
So, we're going to go in a different order, but what was the first thing you saw?
The first thing that I watched,
yes.
I started watching Gargoyles.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that actually works perfectly, because we'll talk about the Disney stuff first. So, Gargoyles.
Gargoyles was a cartoon that came out in the 90s.
Right.
About gargoyles that...
Go figure.
Right, right. That they get put into a slumber for 400 years, and they end up waking up in modern time.
Sure.
Super
dark, almost like a their Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, it came out, not in response, but, like, that was their grab for a more mature
like more style like, yeah, cartoon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, they did a whole episode about, like, you know, don't play with guns. Like, right. One of the gargoyles ends up shooting the policewoman that they're friends with. Mm. And it was, like,
right.
Blood, like...
I remember the animation was super good, too.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, again, age-wise, it's looking at it now, I'm like, yeah, all right, I could see they could definitely do different things.
Well, I mean, you just saw the Batman the Animated Series, right? And,
I mean,
that is a Blu-ray...
Yeah.
Version of that.
Oh, yeah, but, there are still points where I was like, ooh, that's...
Okay, gotcha. Because that was the one thing I noticed, too. Like, not the remasters, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like the quality of them is really good.
Yeah.
Not like, mwah, not beautiful.
Right.
What are you going to do?
What was the first thing you watched?
The first thing I watched, actually, was with me and my girlfriend. We watched Robin Hood.
Okay.
I haven't seen that movie in, I would say, 5-7 years or something. It was probably something we saw on streaming at some point. And,
that's in my queue.
It was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it held up. Yeah. It really kind of got me thinking about, where Disney was, animation-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'll actually get into in a little bit. But then we kind of just went down the rabbit hole and we checked, out some, older Disney movies. Mm-hmm. So we saw, Peter Pan, 101 Dalmatians. We watched all the Aladdin movies.
I don't like 100 Dalmatians.
It was fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was in that period where it was just like...
Yeah. I watched Jungle Book.
We saw Jungle Book too.
Jungle Book
also,
is...
not Jungle Book 2.
Yeah, no.
Jungle Book as well, we saw.
There is one Disney movie that's absent on the service. It's a movie called... Songs of the South. Yeah. I mean,
that should have been our intro.
It's absent for some reason.
I do got to admit that, like, in their descriptions, like when we saw Peter Pan, and we're like, man, they are really heavy-handed with the depictions of the indigenous population.
Mm-hmm.
There actually is a disclaimer in the thing, which I know that old Warner Brothers cartoons. They would have that in their DVD releases because it was like, hey, listen, it was World War II, and we hated the Japanese.
You know? So like, here's Bugs Bunny walking around.
Yeah. Doing things.
Have
like,
fun.
Yeah, exactly. This doesn't reflect us now.
Have fun, snowflakes crying.
Okay.
Whatever. People piss me off.
Okay. Well, that goes without saying. So Jungle Book.
Yeah.
101 Dalmatians. We saw, I saw for the first time Sword in the Shield. Oh, I got Pokemon on the mind!
Sword in the Stone,
yes. That is very okay.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's a lot of that, like, my sister-in-law watched Jungle Book with me and my brother.
Okay.
And she's like, eh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, alright, well, you had to have seen these movies when you were younger, I feel.
Yeah.
And, like, I watched, I almost called Sword and Shield. You motherfucker. Sword and Stone.
Right.
When I was younger. So, like, that holds a special place for me. Like, Black Cauldron holds a special place for me, too.
Never saw Black Cauldron. We're going to watch that soon. Great Mouse Detective was probably that for me.
Okay, yeah. See, I never watched it. Oliver and Company's one of those ones that's for me.
I want to get back into. Because Oliver and Company...
That was one of the first movies I saw in theater.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's
here we go.
That's when my father loved me.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Did he go out for a pack of smokes in between?
No. That's when we were living down in Florida. When we moved here, he went out for cigarettes and ice cream, which I'm still waiting for.
Oh, sorry.
The cigarettes, not the ice cream.
The ice cream's melting, buddy. Sorry.
Well,
cigarettes probably still good. So, Oliver & Company, to kind of go into what I was saying, Oliver & Company was kind of like the cusp of the Disney Renaissance. Animation Renaissance.
Yeah.
Because right after that was Little Mermaid.
Yep.
And then Little Mermaid steamrolled right into Aladdin.
Okay.
And then Aladdin steamrolled... I'm sorry, Beauty and the Beast. And then... I'm fucking it up already. Who cares? I think it was Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin,
Lion
and then
King.
Lion King. Those 1, 2, 3 hits.
Yeah.
which is documented in the documentary Waking Sleeping Beauty, mm-hmm. which is up there. And it seems pretty fair because it does show Disney at some point not in a good light because of their management or whatever mm-hmm. and how they overworked their animators. But it is a cool look on, you know, a point in Disney history mm-hmm. where it's like this ain't doing so good because, shit, what was the movie in question? It might have been Jungle Book. Don't hold me to that. But there was a movie came out right when Walt Disney died.
Okay.
And everyone was like, if this movie bombs, animated movie bombs, we're done with animation.
Sure.
It did not bomb, but they could not regain their momentum mm-hmm. until movies like Little Mermaid, Aladdin,
All Big Dogs Beast, Go to Heaven.
All those ones. All Dogs Go to Heaven is not Disney.
Are you sure?
I thought positive. It is actually Don Bluth.
It's DreamWorks.
I don't think it's Amblin.
Nambla?
Amblin.
Oh,
Spielberg's company. But that's actually Don Bluth, who, after Black Cauldron, pulled a lot of Disney animators wow. out of their group.
Okay.
Yeah. You find shit about that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's an interesting take
Have
on
you
that.
Watched any live-action stuff? Like, I watched 10 Things I Hate About You.
No, didn't see
Which
that yet. It's on the queue.
They don't really... They don't edit anything. Like,
I'm glad. Like, you know what? I'm glad.
Yeah, it was only PG-13, but like there are some scenes in there. I was like, oh shit! Right. Like, have you ever seen it?
Once.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
It's on the queue. I'm trying to think.
Flight of Navigator. I watched.
Haven't seen that.
Yeah. So it's so delightfully cheesy.
Sure. It's one of those movies that it's, yeah. like, it's like one of those timeless classics you have to see back then.
Yeah, me and my brother watched this one. It was an animated short with Mickey, Goofy, and Donald. They're like ghost hunters.
Okay.
It's just like, you know, silly, like, you know, Mickey, Donald, and Goofy doing Mickey, Donald, and Goofy shit.
Yeah, hunting ghosts. Yeah. Why not?
You know, like, you know, in my queue, I got Mickey Mouse's Christmas Carol, which I love.
Okay.
That is like one of my favorite things. Based off of one of my favorite stories.
Cool.
Yeah, I have so much in my fucking queue. One thing that, like, kicks me in the balls a little bit, I was just like, oh, fuck, word, Mighty Ducks? I'm watching the fuck out of this. Not available till July 1st,
yeah,
2020.
Yeah, that is something. That is
and I'm
something,
like, thank you for letting me know.
Right.
But don't put the image up there.
They
until
get you excited, and until, you were excited, weren't you?
I was excited to watch it, and then you know it was just like, you know, fucking, you know, getting a handy, and then the girl just walks away.
Right.
It's I understand. Blue balls. Like, what am I gonna do? I can't finish myself off.
Mighty Duck blue balls.
Like, yeah, like and that's not the only movie. Like, there are a lot of movies on there. Like, I think Black Panther's
Last
like
Jedi
that.
And Solo
Last Jedi,
there,
Solo.
Yeah.
They'll
be up eventually.
Ragnarok.
They're just putting a little bookmark.
No,
like,
no,
guys,
I know,
it's
but
coming.
It's at the same time. Thank you for letting me know. Right. But I would have thanked you more for not putting it up there until it was available.
All right. So enough for what we didn't see on it. Other Disney related things you saw. I saw the first episode of Disney's Doug, which was woof, man. Growing up watching Doug, that was like, man, that was weird. Bonnie watched the entire Lizzie McGuire series,
wow.
and sorry, Bon, for blowing your spot up.
Mockery.
But she grew up watching
sure.
that stuff, so that was nostalgic for her.
And
also,
I think, like,
also nostalgic, Boy Meets World. We threw a couple episodes.
I watched that myself.
Right.
I had such OCD that I have to start from the beginning.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like neurotic.
Yeah. Not necessarily that. I mean, it is Disney, but it's not Disney. We watched the Muppet movie.
Okay, yeah.
I
yep,
never
that's,
saw that.
That's in my, all the Muppet
right.
shit that's on there is in my queue.
Gotcha. Is the whole, is it just Disney Plus your queue?
Huh?
It's just Disney Plus your queue? Would it just be easier to just
I can
stuff off?
I could pull my queue up right
that's
now.
That's quite all
right. No, I'm going to.
All right. This isn't Let's List Tom's queue.
Yeah, well, you just made it that.
All right. the Muppet. Okay.
I watched Moana.
Oh, nice. Did you ever see it before? Or no?
Oh, yeah. I've actually kind of realized, like, that Disney animation.
Uh-huh.
Wow, they just put Little Mermaid Live up.
You mean the one that was on...
That one that was on, like, 2 weeks ago?
Huh.
Yeah. I kind of like
the breaking news
that Disney animation better than Pixar. Like, I like those stories, like Frozen, Moana, like, I like those stories more.
Well, let's dovetail beautifully right into the Pixar stuff.
Sure.
Have you seen any Pixar stuff?
I have not watched any of it yet.
We watched WALL-E, Bonnie and I, when I was in my fever state. So that was a fun time. Okay. Also just watching a lot of their shorts, because their shorts are great. There's one, I think it's called, like, Sanjay's Superhero Team or something like that. It's a young Indian child who just has, like, this wild imagination, and the art style is fantastic. Okay. That's really, their shorts are really good with just picking a different art style, whereas their movies tend to be a little more Pixar-y, I suppose.
Yeah, like, I think I'm going to get depressed this weekend. I'm going to probably watch Inside Out.
Yeah, definitely. We could probably pick a good Pixar movie for you to cry.
I've heard Up.
The first, not even 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Are the most depressing.
10 minutes. Yeah, I've never seen it. I don't really. I still have yet to watch Brave, and I for some reason I thought
Brave was cute.
I thought that was Disney. No. Animation.
No, that was Pixar.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of fucking.
Sure. Obviously, the Toy Stories.
Yep.
But we haven't really delved too much into Pixar because Bonnie and I got into a Pixar kick. A couple months ago.
Sure.
Some of their stuff already.
Finding Nemo, Bug's Life, which...
Bug's Life, you don't need to see that.
I enjoy it.
Okay.
So yeah, I do.
You're not thinking of ants, right?
I'm not thinking of the one with Woody Allen.
Okay. All right, just
I'm thinking of the one with Dennis Leary. He's the ladybug.
Yep, you're correct.
See? I know I am, thank you.
All right, good. So, we good with Pixar and Disney right now?
Tom? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Marvel, baby. When's Marvel?
Marvel?
Right now.
Yeah. Marvel, I was, last recording we watched Spider-Man. A little bit of Spider-Man.
Did we?
I had it on very briefly before we started recording.
Yeah, okay.
All right, calm down.
That was my thing. Okay, so...
I think that was like... I think it is out of
story order. It was out of order. Because I know when I first...
And again, I'm sure they'll fix it.
Oh, yeah, no, it looks like they've already did. But, like, when I first looked at it, which is probably day two, I think the third episode in the Alien Costume Saga was the first episode.
Sure.
And then it went Lizard, Mysterio, blah, 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 blah. And then the first two episodes of the Aliens Costume, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Right, yeah, because it's Night of the Lizard, Spider Slayer,
here we go.
And Return of the Spider Slayer.
Probably the Scorpion episode.
No, Dr. Octopus. No, it's Dr. Octopus, then Mysterio, then Scorpion.
Then the Hobgoblin.
And Kraven, and then the alien costume.
Then
the alien,
then Hobgoblin, then Chameleon. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it looks
so anyway, I know my stuff when it comes to Spider-Man the Animated Series. And also, something you gotta know about Spider-Man the Animated Series was that in order to cut costs, they would reuse scenes a lot.
No.
Which is like, okay, fine and dandy. That's great,
The 90s did that a lot.
You don't expect that in the first two episodes, right? Because, I mean, that's original content. You know what I mean? Like, you can't
pull... Oh, I agree.
Right? So I'm like, all right, let me skim through. And I got to the Hobgoblin. Hobgoblin, big fan. Okay. Everybody should know. Rude Nation all knows I love the Hobgoblin.
Kraven's better.
Which one's alive? Debatable.
Thank you.
So, I'm watching the Hobgoblin episode, and they're immediately reusing scenes from the same episode, and it's so jarring, and I'm like, I can't watch this right now.
Yes.
But I know, obviously, they...
Fever state?
Be like, no, I wasn't. But
is
it was like, it was just so noticeable, like, it would have Hobgoblin coming and talking and saying something in Kingpin, and then Kingpin says something, and then it's like, literally using the same... Hobgoblin speech. I'm like, oh man, I can't. But I watched like the Chameleon episode and stuff. I didn't get too deep into it. What I did get deep into though, and I watched the entirety of the Silver Surfer cartoon.
Okay.
That thing is fucking dumb. Holy shit.
Silver Surfer's kind of dumb.
No, Silver Surfer is dumb. So it's like, who decided that the Silver Surfer should... The beginning of this cosmic universe for Marvel Animation, with all his philosophy and, like, who am I?
Fuck you, Doran Red.
All this stuff. what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's only 13 episodes, so I was like, cool, I'm going to bang this out. But, like, okay, so...
It is nice you can download stuff so you can watch it on the train.
Yes, I did notice that. I haven't done that yet. So, Silver Surfer, the Jack Kirby art style, I have to say, because they kind of adapt the Jack Kirby look to the whole series, which is cool, which is really what I'm in for. So, that was really why I watched it, and it's really a lot of fucking Silver Surfer soliloquy going on and on and on about why he can't find his home planet and why Galactus did a bad thing or whatever, I don't fucking know. But he runs into Thanos, and he runs into Ego, and Gamora, and Drax, and Nebula, and Adam Warlock, and, like, that shit, I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool.
Where's my Infinity War or Infinity Gauntlet?
Fucking nothing like that.
It's like, where's my cartoon for that shit?
Yeah, like, no, that would be fucking cool. Like now, like, yeah, okay, do that now. But yeah, whatever. But it's really weird because, like, Drax is an android and Gamora is a pirate and Adam Warlock fights for the Skrull or something like that. Like they just like took a name, throw him out there, and go to town.
Wait, Drax is a cyborg
android in this cartoon. Yeah, it's really weird. That's because when they started saying this, it's like, this is Drax, my android friend, played by the dude who plays him, voices Cyclops, and Mentor, or something, some sort of mind guy, I don't know.
Okay.
He is Professor Xavier's voice actor. And I knew that because they screamed, and I'm like, oh, that's Professor X, isn't it? And I looked it up.
Cyclops always says.
I watched the first episode also of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Okay.
That's a cornball show.
Oh, absolutely.
It was so, it's like let's make a cartoon sitcom. Like,
it was cornball.
Wow, I'm
surprised it didn't have a laugh track.
Oh my god, it totally would have. If it had a Hanna-Barbera.
Had a laugh track, that would be amazing.
Yes. Alright, so now that was pretty much, is that it for Marvel?
Like, I look at Marvel, like, I'm like, alright, Spider-Man, I don't have those DVDs.
Right.
Because they don't want to fucking release them.
Give it time. I think they will. They'll probably be the pause now that it's up on Disney Plus.
And I was just like,
nice Blu-ray collector's anniversary edition.
That'd be nice.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Just like, oh shit, look, X-Men. I was like, I own all of the X-Men cartoons. But, you know,
I'd get into Evolution again, probably.
Evolution was good.
Evolution was good.
Wolverine and the X-Men, really good.
Yeah, no, Evolution was really good.
I would just mention Wolverine and the X-Men.
Oh, sorry.
And then you went back to Evolution.
Evolution's really
funny. Thing about Evolution, the guy that voices Wolverine and the guy that voices Sabretooth are the two guys who voices the brothers from the Double Dragon cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that on Disney Plus? Then who gives a fuck? What else Marvel-wise did you watch, Tommy?
Nothing, because I own it all.
All right, that's fine. But no other cartoons.
I'll probably delve into Fantastic Four again. And
ooh boy, okay, and that was the thing that was going to kick me too.
And Hulk, but yeah, I'm just like, I'm like, yeah, I really want to watch all this X-Men stuff, but I have the discs. I can just get off my fat ass and put it in.
Right. That's it.
That's it, man.
But it's just there for you, Tom. You don't have to.
I understand.
You just click, click,
play. I understand this. But I could also just put it in as well.
You just lay there and let it happen.
Have you been watching any of the like random shit, like the National Geographic stuff that's on
there? I watched that fucking Jeff Goldblum show.
Okay, how is it?
It's so stupid.
Okay.
I'm bashing all the stuff on Disney Plus. It's like, okay, so Jeff Goldblum is like he is a neutral Gary Busey, and like Gary Busey is like chaotic neutral.
I guess
Jeff Goldblum's kind of chaotic neutral, so maybe chaotic good.
Chaotic good. Using D&D terms, right? you fucking nerd.
But he's like Jeff Goldblum to 11, and, like, he's just like, ice cream, ooh, yes, oh, ooh, frosty, yes, ooh, yes,
so he's
delicious.
Hamming it. He's hamming it up.
I mean, is it an act? I don't really know. Yeah, Has it been an act since Ragnarok? I don't know.
Yeah. Ragnarok broke him.
I think so, yeah. He's must have been fried, man. I don't know. But it's like, just like, they basically just recording an adult child running around getting sneakers and designer jeans and ice cream.
So
those are separate episodes, by the way. Not just one episode of him getting
sneakers. So that's like ice cream. That's when our camera crew's following us.
That really should be, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, follow us, National Geographic.
Two adult children.
Yeah, just what the
running
fuck?
Amok.
Seriously.
Anything,
you watching anything?
No, just like, just kind of just, I'm jumping around all over. Right. The one thing that I have noticed, though, I mean, and this is just, this is going to be my one complaint.
Okay.
And even with all the different updates that they've done is, I'll notice, like, I'll be watching something and all of a sudden it will just, like, really quick, like, it'll buff, like, it seems like it's buffering.
Might be your connection, it even
happened at my friend's at. We were watching stuff at too.
Might be their connection too.
It was just
mine's fine.
It's just like a quick like, and it's so minute, but that I'm like, the fuck, like
you probably stroked out. Maybe it's you.
No, it's happened a couple of times. You fool.
That you've seen.
Shut up.
It's you.
What else have you been watching? You fucking fool?
I mean, outside of the Disney and the Muppets and the National Geographic,
what have you been
and
watching Star Wars wise?
Star Wars, my friend, you say? Yes, Star Wars. I mean, we're watching The Mandalorian, but we'll talk. Let's put a pin on that. Any non-Star Wars Mandalorian stuff? I just started getting into Clone Wars.
I definitely.
But I'm doing it.
So it goes Clone Wars, Rebels.
You're talking about the animated?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the live action.
Fuck off.
You fucking jerk off.
Yes, so, Clone Wars takes Clone place Wars. Between episodes 2 and 3.
Okay.
Rebels takes place between 3 and 4.
Okay.
Resistance takes place between 6 and 7.
Is Resistance up there?
Yeah, I think it's at least.
Oh, it has like that kiddie like animation.
No, it's where you it's see CG, but it's
where you see BB-8 on the cover.
Probably, I don't know. There's one. There is also some like. Shorts and stuff like that, that are up there, but no, Resistance is a full blown animated series.
Yes.
But I'm watching Clone Wars in the canonical chronological order.
What? Okay.
So like it's a show that doesn't necessarily have a lot of continuity that takes place.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So I'm watching like I started with episode 16 of season 2, and then I'm gonna jump back or whatever. Like,
oh, you throw the machete order.
Yes.
Oh, shut up and just watch it how it was aired.
No. That's so stupid. I'm doing it that way. Nothing you can do to stop me.
Well, live your life better.
I also watched I think it was Empire of Dreams, which is another documentary.
Yes, I've been meaning to, but every time I'm like, I'm gonna put this on, I'm like, it is 11:30 at night. I am not going to be up till 1:30 in the morning.
That was a long documentary.
2.5 hours.
And it's really just like the whole universe. Him trying to get A New Hope made.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say the first half of it is him getting New Hope done, and then the fandom kicks in, and then the popularity kicks in, and then him making Empire Strikes Back, and then like him making Return of the Jedi, and that's it.
Okay.
But a lot of it has to do with like George Lucas trying to, you know, buck the trend. Obviously, it's a lot of hooray George Lucas stuff, which is fine. But you know, you got to look at it from that perspective.
Did he direct this?
I don't know. I'd have to look into that for you. But yeah, so hooray George Lucas. Thank you for Star Wars.
Yeah, thank you for Star Wars. You're not a good director. Yeah, New Hope. I'll give you New Hope.
He did direct New Hope. Yes, all right.
I'll give you New Hope. That's about it.
All right, that's fine.
I can't give you much of anything else.
But it was pretty good. It was a good just like throwing on documentary sort of
thing. Sure, sure. Yeah.
Right. Any other Star Wars stuff you've been watching?
Maybe I'll go watch it.
Well, speaking of episodes, let's talk about Mandalorian.
Sure. Spoiler.
So we're only talking about the first 4 episodes because that's what's been out as per recording.
No. Really?
Every time.
Every fucking time.
You gotta get to me like this.
I know. Don't even get to you. You fool.
I'm really digging The Mandalorian.
I really am, too. I like the fact that you don't see his face.
Yes. I like that as well.
He leaves the helmet on. I like the universe. I like the fact that there's no Skywalker drama.
Yes.
I like the fact that they like mentioning stuff here and there of like everything else in the Star Wars universe.
Right.
The Purge, you know. I really did like when the Mandalorian went to that one planet and that, like, old guy who was voiced by Nick Nolte.
Yes.
I like that character. Like, sure. I think it's just fantastic. Him killing Jawas was the highlight of my weekend.
That was hilarious, actually. I was just like, when that happened. I told, right off the bat, like, in the first scene where the Mandalorian picks up that one bounty and he pulls that dude through the door. Yeah. Already, I was like, this is fantastic. So I told Bonnie about that, and I was like, this thing's badass. And she's like, well, that's pretty cool. And then I told her something else fucked up that happened in that episode, which was when those little lizard monkeys were on the spit. Remember the little Salacious Crumb?
Yeah.
Right? So already, A, fucked up, and then B, fucked up watching your friend get fried.
You know what?
And I told her this.
Fuck that.
Stupidly. And she got really upset.
You gotta let her.
And then she saw.
You gotta let her watch.
And then she saw Baby Yoda eat that frog whole. And she got really upset.
The dude's gotta live. He's not a freaking vegetarian. Look.
That's how Bonnie is, man.
I understand.
Bonnie has an affinity for all creatures, great and small.
Soda is adorable.
Eating. What's the soda stuff?
It's just. Me and my brother refuse to call him Baby Yoda.
Okay, that's fine. Call him a child.
So we call him Soda. Son of Yoda.
Okay.
See? So I'm going to continue calling him Soda. And you can't stop me.
Alright, that's fine.
Fool.
But yeah, baby
Yoda. Oh my god, he was adorable eating that baby frog, though.
It was, yeah, it was. But Baby Yoda, I think that reveal, that was pretty cool.
I really enjoyed
that. And they hit it. They hit it well.
Yeah.
Until the episode came out and everyone fucking talked about it.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I enjoyed the droid bounty, a hunter that he was fighting alongside with.
I already miss him because I love Star Wars droids
And Tequila Wakanda voiced him.
Tequila Wakanda, yep. And I told Bonnie about him too, and he's just like, as soon as he gets pinned down, he's like, activating self-destruct. Like, that's hilarious.
That's
like, he's just like, I have to blow up.
That is life in a nutshell.
Yeah, exactly.
You get knocked down, I'm going to activate self-destruct, you know? Like, I'm not going to try anything. No, don't self-destruct yet. Okay, fine.
Right.
Oh, something else happens.
Activate self-destruct. Exactly. Yeah. I already miss him. And I assume, we're only at 4 episodes in, I assumed he was going to be like more of a partner or a buddy or something like that.
Yeah,
especially Gina Carano's character, who is introduced in episode 4. A New Hope. I'm kidding. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be more. I'm sure the Mandalorian's gonna have to get the band back together.
Yeah.
Once something happens to that Baby Yoda.
Stop it. I'm out if that happens. My loving co-host here thinks they're gonna kill Soda off.
I unfortunately think they're gonna have to kill that character off.
You're an asshole.
It's just.
No. I think
that's what's going to happen.
I got a question for you.
But it's like that Game of Thrones vibe. I'm like, oh, they're going to kill this character. You know what
they're
I mean?
They're going to kill this child.
Right. Right. Hit us up, Nation, in the social media. What do you think's going to happen? We'll put a poll out.
What will happen to Soda?
Yeah, when this episode posts, and hopefully it's not, it doesn't happen then, and it's still relevant, we'll ask if this character survives to the end of this series or not. That's where we'll put it. In one way or the other.
Has Disney or Fox... Oh, Disney, wow. Disney or Star Wars Camp made it...
Lucasfilm?
Yeah. Canonical that...
Canonical?
Canonical?
No, you're right.
Why you gotta fuck with me?
I don't know.
A Boba Fett getting out of the Sarlacc pit?
No. At least not to my knowledge. And that's what I thought they were
going to do. Because I really want to see Mando versus Fett.
Here's something that first off...
Because I guarantee... Because there's a bunch of bounty hunters hunting for Soda right now.
Yeah.
As we learned. And, yeah, because when Soda was in the crosshairs of that one bounty hunter, I was like, oh you motherfuckers.
And then you hear the gunshot, and I'm like... Holy fuck,
yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, I was almost out.
Right.
But if Fett is still around, he could have a beacon as well, and I would love to see a fight between him and Mando.
Well, so we all know that...
Stop ruining my life right
Boba
now.
Boba Fett, in the movies, was a big-time jabroni. Didn't do anything. Got lucky. Mm-hmm. Got real lucky.
Thanks to the Empire.
Thanks to the Empire. And then got friggin'
eaten.
His jetpack got hit. Boom, done. I thought that the Mandalorian was going to have to get him. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, like, reclaim his armor or something like that. It would be like, oh, shit, that's what happened with Boba Fett. Whatever. Because, like, he goes to a desert planet. You don't know if it's Tatooine or not.
Right,
you know,
right,
like,
yeah,
no
yeah,
one
yeah,
ever
yeah.
says a thing, which is fine. But something else I like is Mandalorian's also kind of a bit of a jabroni also. Because he gets beat up by these animals and shit like that. Like, because, you know what? It's kind of good. You can't just have a Batman John Wick character just show up.
In everything,
everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
No,
you need to have some
vulnerability.
Agree with you. So, a Mandalorian versus Boba Fett, sure. If Boba Fett's still a thing, sure. Absolutely.
Dude, man, that fucking... That blacksmith Mandalorian chick, dude, like, she's just like, yeah, you guys are my bitches.
Oh, that whole scene, that whole episode was cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When the Mandalorians all came to help him.
Yeah, and Jon Favreau was,
The big guy.
Or he just voiced him. I don't think he was in the armor.
Who could resist? I mean, come on. You're directing the thing. Just be like...
And honestly, let's just put it out there. Let's just put the future of Star Wars after Rise of the Skywalker into the hands of Jon Favreau. I'm okay with this.
I'm okay with this.
And Deborah Chow.
But Tom, you might be getting a little ahead of yourself.
Ooh.
Okay? Because next episode is going to be the big Star Wars retrospective.
Ooh.
We have Rise of Skywalker coming out. You'll get a Rude Boys Go to the Movies classic edition. Not this newfangled, you know, commentary. Which, you know, you might get something like that in your podcast feed. Take a look.
Take a gander, fucks.
McClunky.
McClunky?
So we'll be more Star Wars talk. Where the series is gone, maybe some Jedi Fallen Order talk, maybe some movie talk, whatever. We're going to talk all about Star Wars.
I really want Jedi Fallen Order. Sorry. I'm just... the more and more I see of it. Sorry. You got me fucking thinking now.
Dude, I'm thinking about it too.
I know, you fucker.
And on that note, that's it for our episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We gotta pull the plug.
Sure.
On this.
Cool.
But next episode, Star Wars. So let's just keep that force, baby. You feel it?
Yeah. Mm. I feel the force every fucking time.
What are you doing with your hips?
It's the force. God. The force is moving me.
That's your mojo, baby.
That's the force.
The,
Midichlorians, baby.
Midichlorians. So let us know, Nation.
In my pants.
Let us know what you think's gonna happen with Baby Yoda. Let us know what's going on with your Star Wars stuff. Are you gonna see Rise of Skywalker? I keep saying Rise of the Skywalker. It's Rise of Skywalker.
Are you gonna bitch about it? Be a bunch of man babies?
Not the Nation. No, the Nation's good.
I've seen some.
Uh oh.
Villainy. Happen.
No.
Yeah.
A wretched hive.
Yes.
Of scum and villainy.
Yes. Which is pretty much what us and the Nation are.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That is right. Most honestly, take a step. It's Rune Nation now.
Exactly.
Rune Nation, thank you again for having us reach 2,500 plus downloads in our entire Podbean lifetime.
Career.
Thank you so much. Our Podbean career, that makes a lot of sense. Yes, thank you so much. If you want to hit us up on social media, twitter.com/rudeboys469, facebook.com/rudeboys469, Instagram.com/rudeboys469. We got a YouTube.
We have a YouTube?
Yes, we do. That was good that time.
Fuck me.
Which we don't do a goddamn thing with, but yet. Maybe keep your eyes posted.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, New Year's resolution. Okay, fine. bit.ly/rudeboysrudetube, all lowercase. Hey, if you subscribe, maybe we'll do something.
We already failed at that resolution.
Yeah, but no one subscribed, so whatever.
I did.
Hi, good for you, Tom.
I don't listen, but I subscribe.
Hey, that's fine by me. That's even better. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever else you can find beautiful, wonderful, awful podcasts and garbage podcasts. Which one are we?
Gotta listen and find out.
There you go. But we are hosted by the lovely, beautiful, wonderful Podbean Network. And you can find that link at rudeboys.podbean.com.
Flick the bean, you will.
If you want to reach me on social media, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm at Tesherms, TEH_SSHERMS. Had a fucking stroke. And on Instagram, same name, no underscore, so just TEHSHERMS. You good?
Jesus, are you good?
I'm good, yeah. All right. Just fun, right? Tom, what's your social media spots?
Sandman, you fucking has-been, if you want to come at me on Twitter.
He's been seething about Sandman
this whole time. If you actually even have a Twitter, you'll probably send me a bird or something because you're a fucking moron. You can get me at Tommy_Cash, and that goes for you, Jeff Koff, at Ring of Honor, you fucking twat.
What about your Instagram?
Instagram is
TommyCash80, isn't that it?
No, the Cash. I don't fucking know. I'll look it up. I'll have it for you next time.
All right, there you go.
I honestly,
Tommy
I don't.
Tommy Hollywood.
I don't post on my Instagram really.
Yeah, but you get some follows.
I post mainly on us.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
Which, thank you for the new followers, and I know I definitely have clicked follow.
Tommy follows for follow, baby.
Damn right.
So do we. Social media. We follow for follow. You yeah. follow us, we'll follow you back.
I'm a follow slut.
Hey, whatever, man. Get those numbers up.
Damn right.
Nation, we'll catch you next time on the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus. Nothing?
Oh, Vader.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.